Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Scott Benjamin, the auto editor here at HowStuffWorks.com, and I'm joined by Ben Carwash Bolin.
Yep, Ben Carwash Bolin, that's me. I'm the video writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. I was trying to think of the blank to your blank, but mm-hmm. I couldn't find a one that was appropriate for the air, man.
I don't know. I'm always hitting you with these nicknames just right off the spot.
Really?
That's a bad one, though. I don't like car wash. No, I don't like car wash. I like the other ones.
Okay.
I like oil can. I like pork chop. That's a good one. I got a couple of some others.
Yeah, we got to remember, at the end of this episode, let's remember to ask the listeners to write in with some nicknames. I am sorry I've been a little bit off the ball, man, but I've dealt with the fact that, can I give you a moment here? I want to be completely truthful with you. It's not my favorite story, Scott, but the other day I was unpleasantly surprised to find that my car, which I do love dearly and take pretty good care of, somebody had decided to give me the sign that it was time to wash it. Do you know the sign? You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about the... Does it say wash me?
It says wash me.
It does say wash me.
Carved in
the
dirt.
People still
with a
do
finger.
That. Really?
Yeah.
In the window or on the finish?
On the back window.
The back window. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a little better than on the finish.
Because the window shows, that's what I was thinking too, right?
Did they do that thing where they put a date on it, like maybe like 2004?
Oh, God, no.
See, that's funny. Add
that
a date, make it like a couple of years back.
That is funnier.
Yeah.
They just put wash me and then, you know, I could not even be mad. I was just embarrassed because I thought... Yeah, I should wash that car, man. I should definitely. So maybe we could talk about that because that is something that I usually don't fall off on. I enjoy car wash. You know, as a kid, one of my favorite things to do was to go through the auto wash or go with my dad or some of my friends to the do-it-yourself wash where you could spend some time. And
you know what? Only recently have I started using the drive-through car washes. I've always been a do-it-myself in the driveway type
guy.
Yeah, I've always washed, you know, the bucket of soap and the sponges and the rags and everything. And only recently, since I've lived in this stupid wiener apartment that I'm in right now, yeah, it's a stupid wiener. That's right.
Okay,
it's a stupid wiener apartment, and I've been there for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I'm getting out soon. But I haven't been able to hand wash my car like I used to, and I used to do it all the time, and it's something that I really miss. So I'm not accustomed to going somewhere and paying $5 and letting them, you know, take care of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever it costs, $10, whatever.
Especially when you know what you want to happen, you want to have happen, rather.
You know, the result, I have a dirty car more often now because I just don't, that's not part of my routine.
Yeah.
You know, I do it on the weekends in the past or, you know, whenever I had an opportunity, sometimes more than once a week. And now, you know, I just kind of let it go.
Well, it's such a unique and good feeling to me. I guess maybe because I grew up with it. There's just something that gets me about, I always associate it with spring or summer, you know, getting up and cleaning up the car and then spend some time on it, really making it look nice, and then being able to just take that leisurely drive.
Yes, I love around. That. I love that same feeling.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. I used to spend hours and hours on my cars. When I was younger, I had a lot of time, you know, I'd be able to do that. Probably nearly every other day I would wash my car at some points in history, I guess. It was something I took a lot of pride in. My cars were always spotless.
You're a guy who takes good care of your cars.
I did.
It'd be really weird if you didn't. You're the auto editor.
I did to a point up until about 2 years ago. Did I mention my stupid wiener apartment?
You have alluded to.
Yeah.
Well, stupid wiener apartments aside, I was interested with a point you said earlier. You said it's kind of problematic for you to pay $5 to $10 or something to have somebody else wash your car. And that's about where you're at with people washing your car, right?
Yep, that's right. That's not the only kind, I guess. There's other types of car washes that you can go to.
Yep.
There are five different types?
Let's break it down, man.
All right, well, there's the self-service car wash, which is the kind, the quarter-operated ones, where you go in, I think it's $17 for 3 minutes a time, and it's all quarters, so it takes a long time to load them in, but you get the job done. right? So you get the wand with the soap and everything.
Yeah, and yeah, and the little dial.
Yeah, that's got, it's caked with mud and everything when you put it on your car and scrape it around. And,
right.
I'm just kidding. It's not so bad, really. I used to do that sometimes.
I don't know what neighborhood you're in, but yeah. I thought we were going to the same place.
Yeah, they have...
But yeah, you can choose with the tire surfactants and the engine cleaner and all that stuff.
Yeah, sure, with the dial switch or whatever, and it does cost a lot of quarters, so be ready.
Yes.
But anyways, that's the self-service type.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the exterior rollover type, which is...
Which one is that?
That's the kind where the car stays still.
Oh, I love that one.
And everything moves around you.
Like in the gas stations where they have that building.
Yeah, gas stations, because that's a time or a space saver, really.
Yeah.
Because you know, you're able to have just a bay that fits one vehicle, and everything can happen all around the car instead of having to drive through the long tunnel.
And you roll up the ramp, you roll up that small metal ramp, and then your tire, one of your tires, hits that spot in between the ramps, and then it goes from go to stop.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, man, that's so much fun.
Yeah.
Got to... Either if you do not have a retractable antenna, though, unscrew that bad boy.
Yeah, because that machinery spinning around will take it right off.
I went without a radio for 3 months.
Really?
Yes, because...
Why don't you do just like everybody else does and just jam a coat hanger in there?
I don't know. I wasn't that street smart at the time.
It can be a great look for your Monte Carlo. Let's see. The last one, or not the last one, the middle one here. Exterior only, which is really... The drive-through type, you know, where you drive up, like what I'm talking about. You drive, that's a tunnel, long tunnel, drive up, you pay your $5, you drive through, but everything, all the machinery stays, it's stationary. You drive through the tunnel, and everything kind of happens as you progress to each stage.
Okay.
So that's different from the other one where everything moves around you. This is the one where, you know, your car moves through the tunnel.
I've only seen the ones where you have somebody else driving it through the tunnel.
Really?
Yeah. Huh, man. I'm missing out.
You're like high class or something. What's going on? I mean, they clean off the mink floor mats for you, too?
Oh, no, I take the mink out. They'd steal it.
Yeah, good point. Great. Great, good point. Now, this is just a type where, you know, you drive your own vehicle through, and if you choose to, you can stop off at the end and vacuum it. Usually they have free vacuums.
Oh, that's cool. Free vacuums?
How long has it been since you've been in the car wash?
Where is this place, man?
Everywhere.
Are you serious?
Yeah, everywhere. That's, I don't... Well, whatever. We'll get to it. Maybe you can tell me the type that you go to, which is probably some extreme car wash.
No, come on. You know I'm cheap, dude. I go to the self-service.
Okay. All right. So you probably use your neighbor's hose to wash your car, right?
Yeah. Don't tell him.
Okay. All right. So full service. That's the next type, which is where that's probably the type that you're talking about, where usually you get out of the car, someone else takes over the control of the car, drives it into the same exact thing.
That's the one.
They kind of usher it through the system.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they get inside and they wipe down the windows, they vacuum it real quickly, and there you go. There's
That's the only car wash that my girlfriend will take the car to.
Really?
Yes. It infuriates me.
Why is that? Is she... you know what? I got a question. Is she afraid of the car wash?
Afraid of the car wash?
Yeah. Is she afraid of it? Because I don't know.
I've never asked her.
Maybe you should ask.
Maybe I should. Maybe I'm being insensitive, Scott.
I know some kids are afraid of the car wash. Not that, you know, I'm just saying that maybe she's afraid of it. Maybe it's never, you know, something that she hasn't outgrown or something.
Maybe she's not comfortable with it. Wow.
I don't mean to speculate like that. I'm just saying
that
you know.
No, that's fine.
But I don't know. I've seen kids that are afraid of going. Some animals are afraid of going through there. I've seen dogs freak out before when they're in there.
I don't think she has those issues.
There's not a fear, really. It's probably just what's closest to the house, right?
Well, it's also a matter of convenience, because you and I like washing cars.
Yeah.
You know, to us, it's cool to sit out there, you know, with the sponge and then go back and dry and put on the wax.
Sure.
To other people, it's just this waste of time.
Yeah, I guess so.
So
something you have to do, a necessity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's the next step?
The last step, or the next step, would be out of the five categories here.
Okay.
A detail shop, and you've probably heard of car detailing before. I'm sure you have.
I've heard of it, but break it down real quick.
It's really just an exceptional cleaning of your car. It's right there in the name, detail job, where they clean everything inside. I mean, it's clean inside, outside. Usually, there's a wax and maybe even a machine buff or hand buff or whatever. It's also, they may steam clean the carpets. They may steam clean the engine.
Mm-hmm.
They remove tar and bugs and odors and whatever else is in your car. It's really just completely taken care of it. It may be dusting, you know, those vent louvers that you can never get clean.
Oh, yeah.
Getting in the little crevices and, you know, the controls and things and making sure that everything is clean. All the French fry, you know, salt and stuff is out of there.
Yeah.
Not that I have a problem with that.
Not that you would have a problem with that.
No.
Okay, so those are five categories.
Yeah.
And adding on to that, of course, is just a little bit past self-service is what you and I are talking about, which is just, you know, the guy in the driveway who's which a lot of people prefer because they're, you know, when I really started looking at this guy, I did not know that I was entering into a different world. You know how when, and you warned me about muscle cars, when you started reading about muscle cars, and I thought, man, this is serious. These guys really, they all know what they're talking about. They all have their preferences and they have strong opinions. Mm-hmm. It is the same with car washing.
Really?
Yeah, there are people who will say, you know, I mean, people take it very seriously because they take a lot of pride in their car.
Oh, sure.
You know?
So the products that they use, down to the cloths that they use, they you know, use a sponge, don't use a sponge. You need to use this clay wax in order to get this off.
Right.
Everything is extremely... I guess custom for every person who does this. They want it a certain way, or they experiment until they find the way that works best for them or the product that works best for them. So, yeah, like you said, I think everybody has their own opinion of exactly what, you know, their car needs.
And so for, you know, with this, with these systems, there are people who have, you know, they have decided, well, it is worth my time to buy a wax that is $60 versus a wax that is $30.
Yeah,
I see your face there. Do you have
no
wax opinions?
You know, actually, another thing that I wanted to mention before.
Yes.
I have a friend in Michigan who worked for a company that made systems, washing systems for these, you know, I guess the people that buy buildings, you know, that want to install.
Wow.
I'm opening your eyes here.
That's cool.
Yeah. The way it works is exactly actually that it's a it's like you buy pieces of the track. Let's say that you have a system that's I'll probably goof this up, but this is generally the way it works. Let's say you have a building that's 70 feet long.
Okay.
And you're going to put track in 50 of that feet, you know, feet of that. So you got 50 feet of machinery that you need to do certain processes. You need to pre-soak. You need to have the soap. Then you need to have the rinse, and, you know, et cetera, all the way down. So you have to have certain elements in place. And then they start to, you kind of add on a la carte what you would like to have in your car wash, you know, features that you'd like to offer your customers. So if you want, you know, like a wheel wash, or if you want an undercarriage flush, or you want, you know, something different, you're able to add all of that a la carte and say, I want my system to have this, this, and this. I have to have this because, you know, this is just essential. You have to have, you know, maybe four things, but you want to add on an additional three things. And they do it by feet and how many feet you want to purchase.
That's
weird. Kind of interesting.
I have no idea. So it's like, it's modular.
It is. It's, in a sense, it's modular. Yeah. Huh. But you have to put them together in the right order. Otherwise, they don't quite work together. So, you know, I think he was in sales, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But he would, you know, go out and kind of scout these things and tell the people what they needed. And it was interesting. It was an interesting line of work. I didn't know that it worked that way. I thought it was kind of all one system.
Yeah, I thought it was one thing, and that the way you determined what happened was, you know, by the, I guess, the code you entered or what you decided to buy.
Well, it's sort of like that still. I mean, you can still turn on and off certain features that are, you know, I think there are infrared sensors that turn on and off different things when that vehicle gets through. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've always kind of wondered that if you pay for the basic wash, are you getting the same thing as you get in the deluxe wash?
See, there you go. You're reading my mind because I've thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I remember because they do that pre-soak thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes a friend of mine and I spent a couple afternoons one day going through the same gas station thing. And we didn't take the same car through there repeatedly. That would just be weird. This is only eccentric.
Yeah.
We took you know, his car, and then we took my car, and we got one of them we hit it with the basic, you know, the $7 or $8 one or whatever.
Yes.
And then the next one we hit with the, I guess, $14 something or $12 something.
Oh, yeah.
Something that was several dollars higher.
Well, the gas station prices are a little higher for that.
And it
reason.
Included wax
or
something like that.
Yeah.
And he tells me that there was a difference. But I maintain that I could not tell the difference.
You couldn't tell the difference?
I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe I just didn't want to believe it.
Maybe you should have tested it with a drop of water to see if it beat it up and rolled off or, you know what. But I guess you'd have to know what it did beforehand as well.
I should have. But after that long, I was ready to go.
Yeah, I understand.
But
tough to test, really.
I think that what we should talk about, because people probably tuned in and read the title of our podcast,
yes.
And we haven't really got into it. So as a guy who will readily admit to being thrifty, that would be me, talking to his podcast partner who will readily admit to, you know, preferring to do a car wash himself, but paying, you know, 5 to 10, which I think is reasonable. Scott, what would you say is, oh gosh, okay, let's do it this way. What would you say is the most you would pay for the perfect car wash?
The perfect car wash? You're talking about probably detail, right?
Yeah,
okay,
detail.
Okay,
On your car.
All right, and on my car. Now, I have a Honda Civic. It's just a couple years old. Nothing special.
But it's newer.
Yeah, Civic Si. I would probably, I mean, I guess if I was getting the full detail where they're cleaning the carpets and the inside windows,
everything.
And everything was being done.
Yeah.
I guess reasonably, and this is probably off even, I bet it's more than this, but I'd probably pay $125 or something like that to get it looking brand new again.
Yeah, and that's everything.
That's steaming the engine, that's everything. And I bet you it probably does cost twice that, but I just don't know it because I've never really had a detail done on my vehicle.
So we're talking over $100, but that's to get it in pristine condition.
That'd be like if I was going to sell it.
Right.
I would want to get it in perfect condition for selling the vehicle. I'd probably pay a little more than $100.
My friend, I am going to tell you something I think is very interesting. We talked about a little bit before about a fellow named Paul Dalton, who is the founder and owner of a company called Miracle Detail.
Okay.
This is, no kidding, and I'm not, you know, I know I use hyperbole a lot, but I know I use hyperbole all the time. This is the rock star of car washes.
Really?
Or detail work. Yes. Let me read to you from his website. As a master detailer, Paul's work is hailed as the pinnacle of professional car use. He uses an expertly created range of exclusive products made by Swissvex in Switzerland. And this guy has a waiting list that can go up to 9 months in advance.
A waiting list for a car wash.
Yeah, well, now I think he might not want us to call it that.
Oh.
But I can't speak for Mr. Dalton himself, not meaning personally, but this is the guy that we talked about before. I sent a video to you and you see the thing. Let me just real quick break down his low end car wash.
Okay, I've seen this is good.
Yeah, you see this. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you would like this.
Yeah,
so.
I really do.
Okay, so you can check on the internet and you or check on How Stuff Works, and you can see some close-ups of the master at work. And let's just go through a little low ball here, a 10-step process, and I'll go pretty quickly.
Ten steps.
This is the bottom rung.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Bottom rung.
Yeah. So that's where he starts off with a degreaser, citrus degreaser, and that's supposed to remove grime from the lower half of the vehicle.
Okay.
And then he rinses the car, but he's very careful to keep the water around 35 degrees Celsius. And this is also not hard or soft water, but somehow pH balanced water.
Really?
Yes, that is apparently
pH balance, like you'd balance your pool water or you'd balance maybe like shampoo or something like
right,
that.
Right, which if you think about it, kind of makes sense because, you know, if it's acidic, perhaps that has the potential to damage the paint job somehow. And
pH balanced water.
Even better. The next step, the third step, is washing with the sponge, and he uses a 65-pound bucket, which they say is imported from America, and I guess it's a big deal because he is based in England. And he uses a pH-neutral shampoo, and he doesn't quite reveal what that shampoo is. But,
really? Okay.
Yeah. But again, you'll see more and more. There's an emphasis on the idea of acidic or basic. And
so he's a shampoo, not, I don't know, Dove. Or ivory or whatever.
No.
You know.
He's not like he's not like the guy who just goes and takes a bunch of, you know, Windex or 409 and just pours it in the bucket.
Something that'll clean.
Yeah, I think he would be pretty insulted. Okay. And then fourth step, he rinses it again, and then he towels the car dry with towels that are probably a higher quality than the average person would use in their bathroom at home.
Okay.
So he's like microfiber, all natural cotton towels. And then he puts on a wheel gel that is, again, non-acidic. And apparently he makes some very good points about these products as he's going through them. And so from there, he's still not ready to wax the car. After he's washed it down, sponged it off, he's not ready to wash it. To wax it. He takes a little block of clay because he says there are microscopic bits of dirt. They're not visible to the naked eye, but that overall can stop the car from shining. They can diffuse the light, so it goes over it with this block of clay.
Oh, sure. I've seen the clay bar stuff where they spray a liquid in front of it so that he's never rubbing the clay on the surface when it's dry.
Yes.
It's always a wet surface. I've seen that before. I think it's Mother's, maybe. I don't know the brand names, but I'm sure he's not using those products. He's probably got something exceptional.
Yeah, I'm not completely familiar with his brand, but okay, so that's not crazy.
No, not totally crazy, but that's a cool thing to do.
Here comes number 8.
Okay.
He uses an ultrasound depth gauge.
Come on.
Yes.
For what?
To measure the paint depth, so how much paint is atop the metal. And he does this because he wants to find how much paint he has to rub out scratches or swirl marks and stuff. And he gets pretty precise with this guy. He takes it 1/1,000th of a millimeter at a time.
Really?
Patience, which I do not have to do that.
Really?
Well, that's
an ultrasound depth finder.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Depth gauge. Yeah.
To determine the thickness of the paint.
Yeah. So he runs it over and he says, okay, it's this thick here, this thick here. How much, you know, which makes sense because if he's really taking out scratches, he doesn't want to get down to the metal.
Down to bare metal, sure.
Right. Yeah. And then he begins to go through another prep with the car to make sure it gets ready for the wax.
Okay.
And then he massages in the wax with his hands, and eventually this will get harder than concrete. It lasts for 6 months, and he's on call and will show up to help you.
He waxes it with his hands, not with that, I don't know, that sponge that they give,
He gives this car a massage. And herein.
That's the basic, right? That's the basic. Wow. Okay.
That's the basic. Now we'll get to the other one, but I want to take a second to tell you about this wax that we got here. Okay, so we had mentioned wax before and how some car enthusiasts have their own preferences for wax. For a while, he was using something, and pardon my mispronunciation if I get this wrong, this is a Brazilian, the product comes from Brazil, the ingredients, the main ingredient, Zymol Royal Glaze. And it's called this because it was originally supposed to make, protect the finish of the Bugatti Royale.
Okay.
And then, you know, less than 20 of those were built.
Wow.
And it contains something called Brazilian number 1 white carnuba, naba, white carnaba.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of our Portuguese speakers will correct me on that. But
not me.
You can find this on Amazon. You can find a tub of this for $8,416.
$8,000? $8,000 for the car wax.
And to Amazon's credit, that is with an Amazon discount.
What?
Yeah, the regular price is, I think, just under $9,500.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're hooking you up, man. Yeah.
Wow. Does it say how much? I mean, I don't know if I'm catching you off guard or not, but how much he uses per vehicle? I mean,
he puts on several coats.
Wow.
And it depends, really, because he has different tiers of service.
Yeah.
The detailing mentality here is, for him, it's almost how much work does the vehicle need, and then how high up do you want to go, because you still have tiers of service. So
yeah,
$8,000, man, and that's for a 50-ounce tub.
50 ounces for $8,000?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It does come with free refills, though.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, they pointed that out on Amazon. Well,
how
here's
does
the
that work?
Here's the catch. So you have the you've used up all of your $1,000 super wax.
$8,000 super wax.
$8,000 super wax. And then you send it back to the company. You pay for the postage there and back.
Mm-hmm.
They charge you a cleaning fee to clean the thing out before they put the wax in. And then they send it back to you. So not completely free.
How much does it cost to clean out the jar, I wonder?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Huh, interesting.
But so this is high dollar.
So free
stuff
is this like a like a is this like a one refill thing or do you know or
lifetime?
Lifetime refill. Yep. So $9,000 and you'll never buy another can of wax again.
Kind of like that hybrid calculation.
Yeah, how long
do I have to go to break even?
You know? That's amazing. Wow. Interesting.
It keeps going.
Okay.
Because he's coming out with his own brand of wax. And his own brand of wax is called Paul Dalton's Crystal Rock. Excuse me, it's a tongue twister. Paul Dalton's Crystal Rock Wax. Rock Wax.
Rock Wax.
Crystal Rocks. That's in Paul Dalton. Those are the important parts. This is 10,000 pounds, British pounds, and I've got a picture here for you to check it out.
All right.
And it has 76% of this Carnauba wax, which I mentioned it, but just to go in, it's called the Queen of Wax, so it's got a harder melting point than other waxes, and it's the ideal cherry wax.
Wow,
you know?
Very nice. He's going to have his own brand.
Yes.
Interesting.
Coming out with Swiss.
Kind of makes sense that he would do this.
So, let's play the game, man. Let's go up here. So I told you about the. The 10 steps, which people can see on the video.
Yeah, that's the $4 wash, right?
That might be. Well, it's definitely less than the bottle of wax, than the tub of wax. But how high do you think it goes up? How high? Because, you know, this is obviously, I don't want to kill the suspense.
Yeah. How high do I think, what's the max he charges for?
How much work can you do? Because at this point, we're talking, just to let you know, at this point, we're talking about perception of quality more than worry about cost.
So that's 10 steps right there.
That's
you
10 steps.
You told me.
That's
okay, the ones we went over.
Yeah.
I'd say that he probably adds another, I bet he could add another 10 steps to that.
He could. He has several times. The highest one is 61 steps, and I can tell you some of what it
61,
includes.
61 steps, and you just went over 10, and that was an impressive list already.
Yeah, he used ultrasound.
No, what? Unbelievable. I don't know what more he could do.
Okay, well.
You're not
from the website. I'm not going to go through all of them.
The other 51, right?
Yeah, just 50. I mean, you know, we've already went over the first 10.
Sure, I'll read the list. Here I go. got it right here.
Okay, we'll... Well, you know, he does the paintwork measurement on all the panels, and then he also applies the wax, and he cleans all the mirrors, and, you know, basically he cleans everything, and he details everything, and the thing is, it's the amount of time that it takes him to clean. That's what you're paying for. Because
well, how long does it take him?
This thing, when you go to the top man, it can take 2 weeks.
Really? Two weeks to get your car clean?
Because he's, well, it's good enough that it only lasts for, that lasts for a year.
And we're talking about like supercars here, right?
We're talking, this isn't,
I take my Honda Civic in to have him do this.
We're talking Ferrari dealerships. We're talking.
Oh, dealerships have him do this.
Dealerships
will
have him do it. Because just like you said, if you want to sell the car.
Sure.
You know, there are people you can find. Plenty of people who are customers of his or clients who will tell you that the car looks better when he's done with it than it did when they bought it.
Really?
So top of the line.
He improves the car. Really?
Yeah. And I admit I was skeptical at first. And, I'm going to defend him, which is out of the way for me to defend something that I would usually consider exorbitant. You have to call him for that ultimate treatment. You have to call him to negotiate a time to meet him and to negotiate the price based on what you need from your car. But we're looking at a number that gets thrown around a lot is 5,000 British pounds, which translates to more than $8,000.
Wow.
But less than 8,500, but more than $8,000 for one wash.
Wow. So some people are doing this once a year.
Yes.
He's got a 9-month waiting list, mm-hmm. and he's charging almost $9,000 to, or $8,000, $9,000 mm-hmm. to wash and wax your car.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And he is very, very popular.
Really?
Yes.
Really. That's quite a business.
And he is, you know, and he's not a charlatan. He's got street cred from from the detailer community.
If he's improving the car, if he truly is improving the car, then I can understand the value in something like that, especially show cars.
And you've checked it out. You've seen the video of what he's doing, man. But that ultrasound thing is just crazy. I still can't get over measuring the depth of the paint. And he also does paint correction and paint restoration.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, if it's necessary. But I've got to say, man, I am surprised that, you know, washing his service, his detail service, rather, because you're right, it's not just washing, mm-hmm. Cost more than my first car, you know?
It's way more than my first car.
Yeah? You too, huh?
Yeah.
I
just four times or five times the cost of my first car.
Right. Well, you know, admittedly, the first car.
Yeah, but, I mean, then again, he's probably washing million-dollar-plus vehicles.
Mm-hmm. And it's 64 hours of his time spread out over the course, because, you know, when he applies the coats of wax, he applies multiple coats, mm-hmm. all by hand. And
wow. 64
and again,
hours.
Yeah, and you don't see dissatisfied customers. That's the crazy thing. The people who get the service, the companies and the people and car owners who get the service, swear by it, dude.
So they come back.
They love it. Yeah, they come back.
Wow.
They come back.
Interesting. What a great service. Yeah.
I want to close out, though, because he's not, all is not well in the world of exclusive car wash and details, because he has one bane that he has reported that is one of the worst things that he hates to see.
Hit me with it. What is it?
Bird poop.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
he says that he just he hates bird poop. He hates seeing it on a car. And when he has a client, you know, if he's worked on their car, you know, and they call him.
Yeah.
And it's a bird poop.
Yeah.
He will drive over there. That's how much he hates it.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, it makes sense if you think about it, because this guy spends all day around, you know, cars that are easily $500,000,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And so I can imagine, because you remember, have you ever been that moment where you're just getting out of the car wash and a bird poops?
Of course.
Or something?
Yeah, it happens to everyone, yeah.
But after spending like more than almost 3 days just in manpower hours.
Yeah,
I'd be mad too.
I would be too. Yeah. Well, hopefully this wax that he applies has a finish that'll just wipe right off cleanly. But oh my gosh, you know what that makes me think of?
What's that?
My father-in-law has a Corvette that rarely sees direct sunlight and never sees rain, never sees snow, anything like that. It's a babied car, you know, right in the garage. That's about it. He came over to my house one day in the summer. And this is in Michigan. And when he arrived, there was bird poop on the front hood of the car.
Oh.
And this red Corvette, right?
Yeah.
And he came inside and he got a bottle of water out of the refrigerator. And he had a special cloth, like a diaper, that he brought with him in his pocket. Just a cloth strictly for the car.
Yeah.
And he poured the bottle of water onto the cloth and gently rubbed away the offending bird poop there on the hood, and I thought that was kind of funny. And then he buffed it out and kind of looked at it from a lot of different angles and everything. But he's, you know, fanatical about keeping that clean.
Man.
So I can understand, but I don't know about getting in the car and driving to someone's house to take care of something like that, because it seems like that's pretty. It happens often, you know.
Well, also consider the clients have paid, you know, a significant amount of money.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's. I think it's just we're talking about the car wash game at the highest stakes, Scott.
Yeah.
It's no joke.
Yeah, it's beyond my world.
It's beyond my world too, man. I didn't even know you could drive through the tunnel yourself.
No.
So I guess we probably want to hear from some listeners about the, you know, if they have any experience with wax, but we've got some other listeners that have already written in earlier. You know what I'm talking about?
Listener mail. All right. Today's a little bit of listener mail. We just got one here, I think, Ben. It is actually a comment on the on my blog.
Nice.
And we did a wrap-up of, you know, every week I do, on Friday, I do a wrap-up of what we talk about during the week on the blog.
Mm-hmm.
And this one happened to be the week when we covered engine trouble and the Bloodhound supersonic car.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Bloodhound SSC?
Yes, sir.
Okay, who was it wrote in here? Evan recently wrote in and said that he checked my math. which
is
good.
He checked your math.
He checked my math, which is good. And he says that you said in the podcast that the Bloodhound will travel a stretch that's 1 mile in around 3.6 seconds. Well, if 1 mile is 5,280 feet, the car is traveling at 1,050 miles per hour, like I said, like you said, Scott, mm-hmm. the time for 1 mile would be just over 5 seconds, not 3.6, like I said.
Ah.
He says that the math for that would work out that the car would be traveling over 1,450 miles per hour in that one mile stretch. Which is still a lot faster. He says it's still blur no matter what. It doesn't matter. But you know, you're talking about a difference between 3.6 seconds and 5 seconds for a mile.
Yeah.
That's still pretty minimal. But it is a lot difference. The speed difference is significant.
Sure.
And, I checked it out just to make sure. And, he's right. Evan is correct.
Great job, Evan.
So he caught that. But in my defense,
yes.
I had to do this. Evan,
now,
sorry.
I was going to say it if you didn't.
In my defense, I went back and looked because I thought, well, how could I make a mistake like that? So I didn't just make up the numbers. I went back to the Bloodhound SSC site,
mm-hmm.
Their homepage, and I found it in two different spots where people mentioned that actually, as a matter of fact, Ron Ayers, who is the chief of aerodynamics on the Bloodhound SSC team, he's got a comment on his page there in the site that says... that it will traverse the SSC will traverse the measured mile in less than 3.6 seconds. Mm-hmm. So he's alluding to the fact that it's even faster than the 1,450 miles per hour that we're talking about. So I don't know if this thing is going to be traveling faster than that or not,
mm-hmm.
Because it pops up, and that's not the only person. It's not like maybe Ron just misspoke,
right.
Because there's another person. His name is Brian, and I'll mess up his last name here, Lacomber.
Brian L?
Yeah, Brian L. And he's a British freestyle aerobatic champion. He's also the Aviation Journalist of the Year. He was just recently nominated that.
Okay.
He has a comment in there that says, for the timing of it, it takes 1 mile there and 1 mile back for the dashes through the timing trap. And he says, which eerily take 3.6 seconds each, or 7.2 seconds total.
Hmm.
So, again, that's two references to 3.6 seconds for that mile traveled. And I just don't know the straight story. I don't know if they're, I guess, being over boastful there or what. But
or maybe maybe those are specs that have not been updated. Or
Could be.
But
maybe
the plot thickens there.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they're going for even greater speed than we think. Because now that speed that we're talking about, over 1,000, is a... You know, they're shooting for the 1,000-mile mark, or 1,050.
Right.
They want to go for an average of above 1,000, but I don't know, if you're doing it in 3.6 seconds, there's not a lot of leeway there. You just want to do it quick and be done with it.
Yeah.
1,450 miles per hour is, though, significantly greater than 1,050 miles per hour.
Yeah.
So Evan's correct. I mean, I'm glad he pointed that out, but again, if you go back to the site, they do say 3.6 seconds, so we'll have to get the straight scoop on this when it happens, because it's coming up.
Maybe we can get the powers that be to send us out to check on that.
I would love to be there.
You'd love to do some high-speed sleuthing.
I like watching just the video of these things happening. They're really cool, and to be there, be unbelievable. To feel that boom. Sonic boom.
After it had passed, you would have realized that you saw it for a second.
Yeah.
For less than a second.
That's right. It would have been really cool.
Well, we've got to get out of here. Evan, thanks so much for writing in. You guys, please tell us what you think about the car wash. If you have any feedback for us, if you have any ideas for a topic or nicknames, because we are in the market, please send us an email at highspeedstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com. And be sure to check out the High Speed Stuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage.